بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is an ashar of our dear Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmat Alayhi. The title is Be Parda Haseeno Se Hua Tang Zamana. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Be Parda Haseeno Se Hua Tang Zamana, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ. دوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. دوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں اس شاہ کے مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں اس شاہ کے مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینے کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا، آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہی اس دل کا سکون بھی، گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ۔ اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم، ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى۔ This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Tabliz-e Zamana Rumi Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat has presented so beautifully the great harm that will cause a person in getting closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and what is the main cause of our being blocked to get closer and closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this real pandemic which Alhamdulillah Hazrat has presented so beautifully in poetic form, and Allah Ta'ala has so to say kept Hazrat behind in the Zamana till recently, that Hazrat has explained this great pandemic which is the real pandemic. Everybody is crying of the pandemic and the virus of COVID, but what is the cause of that? This is here, this is the cause Hazrat is presenting. That this pandemic we're not even thinking about. How much of us are really, we all worried of saving lives, but am I saving my own life with regard to this pandemic? And Hazrat has titled this poem so beautifully, Hifazati Nazar, that a person learns to control his gazes, then he'll be saved from all the pandemics of this world also. And the real pandemic is that a person loses his direction towards Allah Ta'ala, and he doesn't even realize that, and a person doesn't get close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat has put it so beautifully, and this is the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala has stressed this command so much that particularly Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this command particularly for the man and for the woman. كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Allah Ta'ala, out of His ghayrat, that it is not becoming, one woman in complaint came to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi most probably, and she came veiled with her parda, very very beautiful woman, and she behind the parda she complained, she said, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, that I came to tell you that if I have to lift my parda and you have to see how beautiful I am, then you will be shocked to hear that my husband is still looking at another woman. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi immediately fell unconscious. When he came back to his senses, the murid asked him, Hazrat, she just said this, what is, she says, he said, that if she is saying she is more beautiful and her husband is looking at somebody else, then her creator Allah Rabbul Izzat, how beautiful is Allah. And we still looking at all, as Hazrat has explained, that all the painted dollies that are walking in the street, they like dead corpses. And we still looking at them and we don't even realize that our Dada Sheikh has mentioned in another poem so beautifully, that na kale ko dekho na gore ko dekho unki dekho jinhone rang bakhsha. They don't look at the dark in complexion painted dollies or the light in complexion. Look at that great being Allah Rabbul Izzat who has given them this complexion, and how Allah Ta'ala has made, how beautiful is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat reminds us here so beautifully that be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. That what the time has come in the ummah, that women are just walking around without parda. And this was more in the Indo-continent countries, where women were still dressed with their proper dresses, But in our countries and in Europe, America, our Shaykh says so beautifully, it's not Be-Parda, it's Uryaniyat. That women are walking around, so to say, naked. Little sun comes out as if all the heat only came on their body. And we like fools think that we have got a good show to look at. Hazrat says that this has caused such a pandemic in the society. Now we're saying that today we are worried of this pandemic of the body. This is the pandemic of the ruh, which is much, much more severe. Today we are not worried of the ruh, which is the asal and the reality, and taking our precautions with regard to that. Hazrat mentions this is one great, great precaution. If a person can adopt this precaution of controlling his gazes, then your ruh will be at such an enjoyable condition that you can't explain. And if you don't take your precaution to control your eyes, then you will cause havoc in society. And today we see what is the cause. We're blaming everybody else, and we're worried of wearing our mask, we're worried of sanitizing, but myself, did I make my niyat in the morning, that, oh Allah, I'll try my best to obey all your commands, stay away from haram, particularly the command of not controlling my gazes. I'll try to control my gazes. Allah Ta'ala, I'm weak, please help me. And that is why we come here, Allah has brought us here to these Mubarak Majalis, to realize these things. Otherwise people are saying social distance, where we must social distance from the woman in the street, from the woman in the workplaces, etc. That is the real cause of the pandemic. Not in the masjid that we social distance. We have to get our ideologies right, and that is why Allah has granted us the majalis of the Ahlullah to open our hearts. Hazrat says, now it has made time so difficult that wherever you go, and that zamana has come, anywhere you go, any office, you just have to deal with a woman. Now it doesn't mean that now you can't control your gazes, you have to look at her. No, you have to look down. And like Hazrat says, many people used to say that Hazrat, to control our gazes in the airport, etc., is very difficult. So many women walking around. Hazrat says it's not difficult, Allah is distributing the certificates of Jannah. You just look down and control your gazes for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and see how Allah Ta'ala will fill your heart with sweetness of Iman. And you will find that sweetness in your heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hazrat says if we don't control our eyes, then the times become so difficult that now your eyes started now troubling the heart. Because the eyes is the door of the heart. What you see with your eyes, that is going to affect directly the heart. And the heart is the king of the body. And the place of the king, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah belongs in the heart. So why should we cause our heart to be miserable, and then Allah Ta'ala doesn't come into our heart? We have to control the shutters of our eyes, and Allah has made it so simple to keep to control your gazes. A person doesn't have to go down and press a button on his feet or something. You just lower your shutters, close your eyelids, turn away, and then see how Allah Ta'ala will give us the enjoyment of Iman. And Allah Ta'ala will give us the sweetness of Iman. Otherwise, Hazrat says that don't fool yourself. That mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. Bekar hai fir unse tera dil ka lagana. That you think you're going to look at this painted dollies, and then you'll get your eyes now has looked one time. Like a person came to Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and he says that I find it difficult to control my eyes. Hazrat says, okay, you do the exercise yourself. That the moment you look, see for how long your heart is uneasy, and you don't have peace and contentment in your namaz, in your house, with your own wife also, you'll be next to her. Halal wife, but where your mind will be in haram. So you do the exercise. When you look, for how many days are you bad pain, are you uneasy? And when you control yourself, for how many minutes are you uneasy? Then Hazrat, he did his exercise, and this is the benefit of having a sheikh and presenting our sicknesses to our sheikh. And this is the need of the time. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Kunu Masadiqeen. If we really want the medicine for all this pandemic, the medicine is that we have to be with the pious servants and take the medicine from them. Myself, particularly for myself, I have to take my own medicine, and then we'll see the difference in our life. So he said, Hazrat, when I look, then for 3 days I can't. My mind is not at ease. My namaz, I'm not at ease. In my home, I'm not at ease. And when I don't look, then for about 15, 20 minutes, half an hour the most, I feel, hey, I must have an opportunity. So Hazrat says, make the decision yourself. Be intelligent. Rather go through little difficulty for half an hour. But in that, it's not even difficulty. Allah Ta'ala now puts sweetness of Iman in your heart. Allah accepts your dua. Allah for controlling your gaze, just think, if I don't look, I'll get a hoor in Jannah. And if I look, I must out a hoor. What is the temporary the woman of this world, especially those women that go out and doll themselves, that people must look at them. People must comment. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَعَنَ النَّاظِرَ وَالْمَنْزُورِ إِلَيْهِ. That the curse is upon that person who dolls themselves up so that people look at them. And the one who looks also is cursed. And curse means that now you are far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we suffer from diseases, physical diseases, etc. This is the real, real, real cause of it. And myself, I have to make sincere tawbah, beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and come to these majalis and take the medicine, and make beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to take this medicine. The Hazrat says, if you look, don't think that that figure is not going to change. Today it looks like a little young doll that you're looking at, but tomorrow see how she will look. Kalta naksha jawani ka, aaj hai lakab nana nani ka. Yesterday, that you are like a young boy, young handsome boy, young the beautiful girl, and in a split moment, and today with all the behayai, the shamelessness, in a split moment Allah sends one tornado, and you see that young girl who's 15, 18 years look like an 80 year old lady. And then if we didn't control our gazes in this world, on the day of Qiyam, Allah Ta'ala says, what will be your condition? Then see that so Hazrat says, it is totally useless that you're just putting your heart and making your heart uneasy. Now you can't read namaz properly, you don't have time to, you can't make zikr of Allah Ta'ala properly. But Hazrat now gives us the remedy. Lekin agar aanko ku na tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi fir dil ka tere unse bachana. If you didn't control your gazes and turn away and don't look at ghair mahram woman, even our cousins and even the family members, generally this is another great harm in society. That amongst the families we are not making parda. And Allah Ta'ala has shown, even when people used to be sick and visiting them in hospital, ghair mahram you're going to visit. Where you're supposed to get Allah's rahmat, you're getting Allah's lanat. And now Allah Ta'ala has made it such, Shaitan has made such a ploy that we made us scared to even visit one another. So this is because of my evil that we haven't realized it. So Hazrat says that if you don't control your gazes, it is impossible that now you will be able to keep your heart under control. Your heart will be totally restless all the time. And Hazrat explains, this is one great pandemic in the Ummah. It is such a great sin that if you can control your gazes, it's like picking up a bull. So if you can pick up a bull, then all the other sins Allah Ta'ala will make it easy to stay away from. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq particularly that we make a concerted effort with regard to this bimari, that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to control our gazes. Hazrat then further says that now if you make an effort, and simple, come to the company of the Ahlullah, get the nur from the heart, get the medicine, make our zikr, tilawat daily. Then Hazrat says, Aankho ki hipazat mein hai, us dil ka sukubi. Go nafs kare, to tutse koi aur bahana. Remember, in controlling your gazes, you get peace and contentment in your heart. You love a nice, peaceful heart. You walk in your home, your wife will look like a whore of Jannah. You'll have peace in your house, all over. Otherwise, you committing haram when you walk home. Now you make having an argument with your wife, and then you say the wife is not listening to you, but you are the cause of it. I am the cause of it, and I'm blaming somebody else. So Hazrat says, you won't get changed if you do, but if you control your gazes, even if your nafs makes an excuse, never mind, look once. One time you can look, it is permissible. It doesn't mean one time by mistake. And as our Hazrat explains, in those places where you know women are walking around, there you shouldn't just be looking and flirting around. Here is a mistake that in a place where you know there's no real woman, and a woman passes and by mistake your gaze fell, immediately look away. Don't stare, that is not a one-time look. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we learn from the Ahlullah how to control our gazes. Hazrat says, it is dhoka, it's just a deception. Tujhe lut fasino se milega. Iblis ke kehne se bhi kabhi us pe na jana. It is a total deception that by looking at those beauties, you're going to get enjoyment. What enjoyment you're going to get? Just by looking at them, what enjoyment you're going to get? Don't fool yourself. You are falling into the fire of Jahannam without realizing that you're looking at haram, you're in Jahannam and you don't even realize it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and then we see the effect of it, that today Allah Ta'ala has sent a virus in the world. And still we don't realize, we are taking other precautions which we're not supposed to take. And the real precaution, we're not even taking. We still, so many people are busy on their cell phones. So many people have got their wives' photos on their phones. They've got all their children's photos. What a zamana has come. That what is haram, we don't realize it as haram. What is poison, we're taking as medicine. So that is why this pandemic can't just get removed like that by wearing a mask. No, the real pandemic is that I myself, first of all, has to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, begging Allah Ta'ala, and without any excuses. Hazrat says, although nafs will make you, give you lot of excuses, and Iblis also, our arch enemy, he'll tell you, no, it doesn't matter. Look, one time you'll make tawbah, you'll make istighfar. Just think at that glance, if Malakul Maut comes to me, where I'm landed? Now I'm landed everlasting, khasira dunya wal akhirah. My dunya also barbad, my akhirat also barbad. And then Hazrat says, now you looked one time, now you became like a mad person. I must try and walk behind this woman, I must try and find out her number, etc. And if you just get the little contact, then Hazrat says, you won't be living an enjoyable life, that now I got contact with a beautiful woman. What will happen to you? Pagal ki tarah, firte hai usha ki majazi. Bechain hai din raat, ye badnaam hai zamana. Now you become like a madman, and walking around because you are involved in illicit love affairs. Real love is what the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we build our connection with Allah, then we won't look at these artificial dollies in the street and all the artificial things of this world. Otherwise, Hazrat says that when you get involved in illicit love affairs, and particularly a married man, you destroyed your whole life, your household, etc. And then you'll be bechain. All the time you'll be restless, day and night. And little people come to know, your children come to know, now you'll be disgraced forever. So intelligence is, keep your intelligence above your desires. And above that, keep Shariat above your intelligence. That Allah's command, and Allah Ta'ala is, so to say, making ghairat, that how can my banda look at haram? So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq first of all. Hazrat says, Rehnai agar chain se sun lo meri baat. What a beautiful and kind advice Hazrat is giving us, that if you want to love what peace, what nice contentment, enjoy your ibadat, enjoy your life, aankho ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Don't ever let your gaze touch the gaze of a ghair mahram woman. Just that one gaze and the poison of shaitan has come into your heart. And then you become totally restless. And finally Hazrat says, Akhtar ki ye baat, ye ek baat nasihat ki suno tum, un murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Hazrat says that listen to this one great advice of mine. Never ever put your heart to this dead woman that are walking in the street. Artificially they look beautiful, but shaitan makes them look beautiful. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make an effort in this regard.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كتاب حياة المسلمين وفي مناقشة ولي تحمي رحمة الله عليه speaking about the rights of parents and the rights of other family members. There must be اعتدال and moderation. The main thing is to follow the Sharia. The following is recorded in Durr-e Mukhtar. Jihad is not farz on such underage and baligh children whose both parents or one parent is alive, because service to them is farz-e-ayn. Nor is it permissible for them such children to go on a journey in which there is danger, except if their parents give their consent. If there is no danger in the journey, they may go without permission. Among such journeys is the journey in search for knowledge. In Radul Muhtar it is mentioned, parents have the right to prevent their children from going on such journeys which are dangerous, when they will suffer great hardship by the children's departure on such journeys. The same rule is applicable even if the parents happen to be kafir. However, if the kuffar parents prevent their Muslim children from jihad, which is being waged against the parents' co-religionists, people on the same religion, then the children should not obey their parents. But if the parents are poor and dependent on their children, then they will have to remain and serve their parents, even if they are disbelievers. Farz-e-ayn will not be sacrificed for the sake of farz-e-kifaya. Jihad is farz-e-kifaya and serving one's parents is farz-e-ayn. Dangerous journeys are those pertaining to jihad and sea voyages. If there is no danger in the journey, it will be permissible to depart on the journey without their permission, excepting when great hardship will descend on them if the children depart. If there is no danger in the journey, then one may go on journey for trade, hajj and umrah even without their permission. Similarly, the permission will apply to a greater extent for a journey in pursuit of knowledge. Similar rulings are recorded in Bahr al-Raq in Fatawa Hindiya. In one place in Fatawa Hindiya it is stated, it is necessary to obtain the consent of the parents if the work for which the journey is being undertaken is not necessary. In Durr-e Mukhtar the following is recorded in the chapter dealing with maintenance. It is wajib upon the husband to give his wife such a house in which none of his relatives nor any of her relatives reside. After Radd-e Mukhtar Shami, after narrating various versions in this regard, states, it is wajib to provide a moderate house for a wealthy and honorable wife. In our cities in the land of Sham, even the middle class people do not live in homes in which strangers live. This applies to a greater degree with people of the upper class. However, an exception is where a house has been inherited by several brothers who have subdivided the house, each one living separately in his own section, but the rights and duties of the building being common to them all. Times and circumstances continuously change. The Mufti should take into consideration the changing circumstances and decree accordingly, for without it, a healthy social life is not possible. From the foregoing narrations, several masail are manifest. These are enumerated here under. Number one, it is not lawful to obey parents if they order their children to discard an act or duty which is obligatory on the children according to the Sharia. Obedience in such cases of conflict is not at all permissible. Leave alone the idea of obedience to them being incumbent in those cases where their orders violate the Sharia. The following cases come within the ambit of this rule. Now they are giving some cases here where a person must not obey his parents in these situations. Number one, the man's financial condition is such that if he provides assistance to his parents from his money, his wife and children will be reduced to misery. His income is not sufficient to provide for his parents as well as his family. In this case, it is not permissible for the man to impose hardship on his wife and children by spending on his parents. It means the wife and children have got first right. There are many other masail, inshallah, we will continue next week. Let Allah give us tawfiq. And in those masail, if we are not sure, we should always refer to the muftis and ask them the masail. Allah give us tawfiq.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is an ayat of the Quran Sharif referring to the Bani Israel, the Jews. And previous to this in the Quran Sharif, Allah explained how these people who were very obstinate, they were great transgressors, broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala all the time. While they were under the clutches of Fir'aun, they suffered so greatly. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made so much effort to take them away from there. When they got relieved from there, they troubled Musa alayhi salatu wasalam all the time, continuously also. And all this Allah has mentioned that we must be aware that these are very dangerous people in the Jewish nation by nature. They have been like that, though they were the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala at their time. But yet they all the time caused a lot of problems. And one is that, and the other is that we must not get those habits in us. We must be careful. Allah has depicted all that so that we be on our guard. So these people troubled Musa alayhi salam, all the Anbiya, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, plenty of other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who came to them. So then here now Allah Ta'ala mentions, and the lessons that we have to take from here, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented deen to them, invited them towards deen, what did they say? وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, that our hearts are غُلْف. غُلْف, two interpretations the Mufassirin have given, and both the end result comes to the same thing. One is they said our hearts are in a veil, it's covered up, meaning thereby that all goodness is in our heart. We don't have to listen to anything else now. The da'wat you giving us of Islam, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah, this is not necessary. We got the religion of Musa alayhi salam. So they were liars in that also. They did not. They followed their whims and desires. They weren't following. They changed the Torah also. What suited them, they did. What did not suit them, they did not do. So the one explanation. The other explanation Mufassirin give, it's a container. Our heart is a container. And our container is full with goodness. There is no more room in our container for any other good. There is no need for it. Our heart is full with goodness. We got the Torah, we following Musa alayhi salam. So in both cases it means the heart, our hearts, we only got goodness. So they were lying in that. Allah Ta'ala says that they are lying. Well, it means that they are lying. That's not the case. La'anahumullah. Allah's curses are upon them. The lesson that we have to take here, that we sometimes also feel, I know enough. I don't have to listen to anyone else. And everyone in his field, I'm the biggest alim. I don't have to listen to another alim. I'm in the field of tasawwuf. So I don't have to go to tabligh. I'm all right. I know everything. I'm in tabligh. So I don't have to listen to the people of the khanqa. We all feel that I've got everything in my heart. My heart is full. And I've got all the goodness in me. And many times then we don't want to listen to any bayan also. And generally, many people, the public, we don't want to listen to the ulama. We know what is right. So all these things stems from the same source, that we feel I know everything. I've got everything. Or this attitude of any person that I'm the know-all and I know everything. So this is also stems from there. So we have to be very careful about this. Never ever must we feel that I am perfect. Nobody can do everything. Nobody can listen to every bayan. Nobody can read every kitab. But when the opportunity comes and this attitude is in us, that I know, I don't have to listen. What he's going to say, like many people, they say in Jamaat, what you going to hear? Same thing, Sagi, 6 points all the time. But like Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi, Rahmatullah Ali say, the first point is still not in our lives. So we still have to make effort all the time, in everything. Many times we feel we'll go Khankawa, same story again. Like many people, oh Allah forgive us all, they should say about our Shaykh that if you go to the Khanka there, you just learn that you mustn't look at other women, no, nothing else is spoken. Which was also a big lie. Hazrat Bayans and whole of Deen Hazrat explained. But and how much are we looking after our eyes? Our eyes are still out of control. So this attitude should not be in us, that we don't listen to anyone. And we feel that I'm all right, whether it's me individual or in whichever group I am, that I don't have to listen to the other people. We are only right. Nobody else is right. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala says, with regard to the Jews directly, bal, which means that they are lying. Really is the case. لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah made la'nat upon them. And this curse of Allah Ta'ala, that now Allah Ta'ala has taken them away from His rahmat. And we have to, every person must have great fear with regard to our relationship to Allah Ta'ala. That we don't know when we can go astray. Allah dislikes something, and sometimes it's not even a guna. Something of bare adabi, and a person goes astray. So Allah Ta'ala says that, and the ulama have written, Allah is fa'alul lima yureed. Whatever Allah wants to do, He does. If Allah wants to make a person blind of his eyes, Allah makes people who are blind. And if Allah wants to make people blind of the heart, Allah makes them blind of the heart. That is, now iman can't go in that heart. They don't want to accept. So this is a very dangerous condition, that when the heart, a person who is physically blind, blind of the eyes, that's not so serious. We take that as very serious. But if you become blind of the heart, and you can't see the truth anymore, and you don't want to accept the truth, and we see it so common today. We prefer listening to people who are non-believers in many things. Whether in our medical things, whether legal things, and our deeny things, we don't want to listen to the commands of Allah and His Rasul. This is the blindness of the heart. And a person now doesn't give importance to deen, to the words of Allah. Masjid is not important to him. Whether masjid is closed or in fact we want to have the masjids closed. That's like that. But the shopping malls, no, they must be open. Casinos must be open. So our heart then, Allah protect us from this. And the very important thing here also, which the Quran Sharif says, there is not just that Allah Ta'ala made them become blind of the heart, بِكُفْرِهِمْ وَلَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. They disbelieve. In other words, whenever a person commits a guna, there was another guna before that that brought him into this guna. The smaller guna takes us into bigger gunas. So this is also a thing that the person must be very careful. A person, na'uzu billah, becomes a Shia. It's not just that now he went astray and he... No, he committed some guna. Now Allah deprived him of iman. And sometimes it's just some bare adabi. Therefore, for students, especially for all of us, in all our fields, if we may show bare adabi to our ustad, if we can't do anything else, we can ask Allah that, please, O Allah, you forgive me, and you put in my ustad's heart that he forgives me. Actually, we must go. That is what. But many of us, that pride doesn't allow us. And our nafs doesn't allow us to go and ask maaf from somebody who we have wronged, who we did wrong to, do go and ask maaf from that person. But at least with Allah we can do that much, that we ask Allah, and we have been taught the du'as also, that Ya Allah, Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Oh Allah, you forgive us all our gunas which are with you. And with people and makhluk that we have got guna, please Allah, you pay them out. You sort them out. You give them there, whatever it is. But we must, whatever, if it's financial things, whatever, we must sort it out. But at least make this dua to Allah Ta'ala. So the thing is, any guna we commit, it leads on to another guna. Any good deed takes us on to more good deeds. Until more goodness comes on to us, till we reach more. And any guna we commit takes us on to another guna. And that takes us to another guna. And not only gunas, but serious gunas. A person can go out of the fold of iman also. Hey, so it is a very serious thing. So بَلْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, which is another very great lesson for us to learn, فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And these people, the Jewish people, direct him, Allah speaking to them directly. But it, we must also take our lesson that they bring the very little what they bring iman. So iman, little iman is not enough for a person. This ayat, the ulama have explained. And also to bring iman, a lot of iman is also not enough. And to have a lot of iman is not enough, and to have most iman is also not enough. You have to have complete iman. In other words, to have فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, very little they bring iman, 5%, 10%, 20%, it's not going to help you. You have a lot of iman, 60%, 70%, you have iman on the most of things, 99%, that iman also is not enough. It must be 100%. In other words, all Allah's commands which Allah has given, we must believe in them. They are the commands of Allah, and I accept those commands. If we believe in 99% for us today in the Quran Sharif, all the commands. One command, I say that, for example, parda is too hard. I think, no, this is not right. I can't accept the law of parda. I can't practice upon it. I'm making my gunas. I'm not looking after my eyes. I'm speaking to other family, woman, etc. Ask for maaf. But realize it's wrong. It's Allah's command. Parda must be there. For example, today I say that the law of inheritance of Shariat is not right. We have other law. We have to follow some other law. Even if I want to form inheritance matters and I don't follow the law of Allah Ta'ala, which is very serious, and I go to court to get a bigger share, that is very serious. But in my heart I believe that I'm making a guna. I'm doing the wrong thing. But the law of Allah is the true law. But if I believe, no, this law is not correct. For example, capital punishment in Islam, cutting of hands, stoning to death. If I say na'uzu billah, this is outdated. This is barbaric. It doesn't apply today. So I don't accept this. One thing of iman, if we deny, whole of iman is cancelled. So it's a very, very serious matter. And today this is common with us. Many things, I don't understand this. I don't, and we have, our tongue is loose. So loose, we just speak anything. I don't believe in this. I don't accept this. How can Allah prescribe this? No, it can't be. Allah will never give a command like this. And we just deny many things of Sharia. To disbelieve in one part of iman, it is a negation of the whole of iman. And it doesn't just mean that I'm out of the fold of Islam. It means to go and burn in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. And the punishment of the fire in every type, what punishment? Not only one punishment, not for one day. Today, 1 second, we can't accept. Today, person is sick, he's in difficulty. He is in difficulty, we can't take it. It's hard for us to take it. And if you yourself in that, and this dunya's all difficulties put together is not equal to the lowest difficulty of Jahannam. And then again, forever and ever. Yeah, a person is in difficulty 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 1 day, 1 week, 1 hour, we can't take it. When you have some, Allah save us all, pain in the stomach, head which is just, your head is bursting, or any other pain, we can't take it there forever. So iman is the greatest gift Allah has given us. And it's an important thing that we look after it. So from here, in a hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that our hearts, they are in four conditions. One is that heart which is like a shining mirror, clear, clear, clear. And there is a bright light in that mirror. One is that heart. The other heart is that heart which is like in a bag. And the string on top is tied also. Nothing can go in that heart. The third is that heart which is upside down. It's not the right side up, it is upside down. And the fourth is that heart, on the one side it is white, on the other side it is black. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained, the heart that is like a shining mirror and a bright light is the heart of a mu'min. His heart is clear and all the commands of Allah, which is purity, which is nur, which is barakat, all the goodness of our lives is in deen. If we can realize this, we have got problems in our homes. This child, this problem, that one, that problem. This wife ran away. This son is gone in drugs. This problem. It's all because Allah's rahmat is not there. And shaitan, where the shaitan box in the house. TV, and we are so proud about it. And today with all types of excuses of ulama giving bayan on TV, all the haram which is taking place in the house, on our phone all this haram, then it all comes with its baggage. Now this problem in the house, now that problem in the house, nothing wants to go right, problem after problem. So this is when the heart is clean, we accept the whole of deen. There is tilawat in the house. The women are making namaz at home. There is zikr in the house. The tongues are under control. There is no screaming, fighting in the house, etc. So that is the first heart. And that heart will keep on, a mu'min's heart is such that the words of wisdom are the lost objects of the believer. Wherever they are, a believer just wants to take. Whenever good things there are, anyway, he hears a bayan also, he picks up all the good. And how many of us, today which is common, we will take one part of a bayan and we will put it in a wrong way and we spread it out. And there are those people who take out only the good all the time. And they take the good. So a mu'min is that, he's taking good all the time. Even from dirt he will take out good. And a person whose heart is not like that, from good also he will take out bad. So, and a mu'min is always a greedy, haris, greedy, thirsty for goodness. All the time he increases. So may Allah make our hearts like that. The whole ummah, Allah make our hearts like that. The second is that heart which is closed in a bag and the strings are tied. Nothing can go in. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the heart of a kafir, a non-believer. He doesn't want to listen to Islam. He doesn't want to listen to idol. And today one is the non-believers of other religions. Our worst enemies today are the atheists. The people who are with secular. Secular means nothing to do with religion. Nothing to do with Allah Ta'ala. And they feel that they know much more. And they will make jokes about the people of deen also. Any deen, parda, they make a big joke about it. Beard, they will make a big joke about it. And they don't worry. So that is a very dangerous heart that is closed like that. The third heart which is upside down, that is of the munafiqeen. Their hearts are upside down. So they, and a munafiq who shows himself to be a Muslim, but in his heart he hasn't got. Allah save us from that also. And today's time also, really it's not a time that our iman is being tested, but it's a time when the result of our iman is coming out. At which side are we? Who are we believing in? Is we giving importance to deen, to akhirat, or we giving importance to dunya, temporary, and whether we have got so much of fear for death, etc., that we just, how we are behaving today. Parents, Allahu Akbar. The husband passes away, the children come, they don't want to come in the house. They just from the door they will speak. And they, from there they will talk. Or the mother will put chairs in the garden. You sit there and you talk. So much of fear for. And everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We don't want to be part of the burial. My own mother's burial. My own father's burial. I don't want to go in the qabr also. All this. So that Allah save us from that. And the fourth is that one side the hearts are white, one side the hearts are black. That is, we have got nifaq also, they have got iman also. So when they get exposed to goodness, to talks of iman, then that becomes alive in them. When they listen to the other people's talks, then they go that side again. So these are those people also who are so confused also all the time. And they are the ones who haven't got a clear direction. When they hear this side, then they're on this side. When they hear this side, they're on that side. And finally, whatever is going to be more and overtake, that will be the condition of that heart. So if we are listening more to the non-believers and more to all the other things which are being told, then we see we become influenced with that. When we hear again about Iman and Akhirat, we get worried. And if you are more on this side, then this will say, oh, it would come more upon you. So today we have to see that where are we exposed, our sohbat, our company. That is very, very important. Maulana was explaining after Asr Namaz that Allah Ta'ala has made our body of four components, basic elements. Fire, water, air and sand. And the major component is sand. And sand is such a thing, it absorbs everything. You throw water on the sand, it absorbs it. Urinate on the sand, it absorbs it. Sand absorbs everything. So our body absorbs whatever company we are in, we absorb that. We are in good company, you absorb that. You are in bad company, you absorb that. And with the cell phone, what company? Today a person who is 100%, he doesn't look at all wrong things. But on the phone, inevitably, something is going to come on there. And you're going to watch that. And we don't know when, that one split moment, and you just start, from there you go on to another thing. And many complain about this. I just said one thing and it led me to another. And I found out my whole night went in all those things. And you are completely, and if it has to overtake you, and you go offline completely, Allah protect us. Okay? This is a very dangerous thing. The phone, a person has to be extremely, though there is good in it, but the harm is so harmful and so terrible, it destroys a person completely. So in these times a person has to be very careful what company we speak and our iman. And today really, this, if we deny one thing of iman and it negates our whole iman, then there is no iman left of that person. He will be still making namaz, going for hajj and umrah also, crying in his duas also. But if that he doesn't believe in one aspect of the iman, and he denies it, all his iman gets cancelled. So today we have to be very careful what we speak, who we sitting with. And today messages come to every all the time, and some message making a joke about something. And today also with the messages, how many are made up? They are not even genuine and true. And how many messages, just what people are thinking, it's not a reality. How many times the truth comes out is something completely positive or negative, but things are just flying around. Whereas it comes in the hadith, if you relate one thing which you heard without verifying it, whether it's true or false, it's sufficient for you to be written as a liar by Allah Ta'ala. And being a liar, it comes that a liar and iman, mu'min, the two can't go together. You either a mu'min or either you're a liar. But this is so common on our tongues lying. We'll just say this. We'll just put it off like this. Just tell him this, which is in all cases a lie. But it is so common. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, guide us to righteousness. And in these crucial times, the more we come to deen, to Allah ta'ala. And for the ulama, for example, they will go like Darul Uloom. The Tabligh people will go to Markaz, for example. But for the general public and for all, the ulama and for everyone, the main places are the masajid. Hey, that is the sign of our deen and our Islam. And this is where we have to come. So we must not keep away from the masajid. Today such conditions, Allah save us, Allah protect us, our masjid getting closed, all the police coming, the law enforcement, but the main places, and it is what is in our heart. Allah brings conditions according to what is in our heart. If we dislike to be in the masjid, and we don't want to, we just coming here just as a formality and as a show, then as a punishment Allah brings such conditions. If our real love is for the masjid, then Allah will open. And nothing is in the hands of the police, the government, it is all in Allah's hands. And our matters really are directly with Allah Ta'ala. If we can, and it comes clearly, if it's a hadith, that if you don't fear Allah, then Allah will put the fear of all the creation in your heart. You will fear every small thing also. Things which is like a stupid to fear, but even that fear, fear of thoughts, fear of shadows, fear of all things will come into a person if we don't fear Allah. So this is the time that we develop more the fear of Allah. And we have the fear that I must not break Allah's command. If I break Allah's command, well, I'm frightened, I mustn't break the rules and regulations. But I'm not frightened, I mustn't break Allah's laws. If I break Allah's laws, Allah will put the fear of all these people. And then we will be just living in fear, which unfortunately, almost all of us, we are already enveloped in this fear. Fearing everything, fearing the pandemic, fearing the police, fearing what people will say, criticism, the fear has overtaken us. And the minute a person is fearful, he's half sick already. Because once you are fear, you are frightened, your defenses, body, physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, your whole defense has gone down already. You are now most vulnerable when you are frightened. A person who is strong, and with Allah, you are so, yourself you can't be strong. But you attach yourself with Allah, you turn to Allah, Allah will make you strong. Allah's protection, you are half protected already. Even if you are ill, but your connection with Allah, it's half your solution. It's half your ilaj, half your remedy, then your connection with Allah, and to be positive. So Allah guide us, save us, and it is necessary for us, we make people understand what is the right thing. The falsehood is being spread left, right and center, and people are going for it one way, and the truth, we are not even speaking about it. So we have to speak about the truth. Allah give us all of it, inshallah.